To the faithful Lord be the thanks and glory for his wonderful grace, for the wonderful songs which we could hear and sing. Once again, we greet all of you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome all of you, all over, in all countries and tongues and nations. Also all those who are joining us online, all over, having part with us in the Word of God. May God bless us together. We have heard already wonderful songs, and there's a deep longing in our hearts to come closer to the Lord, to meet Him tonight. And also to express our thankfulness. We've heard already of the sweet name of Jesus. And now we want to tune in together with song number 10. Oh, how sweet. Number 10. Take the name of Jesus with you. Precious name. Of a truth, brothers and sisters, it's a joy for us when we sing and hear these praising songs. There the soul is feeling at home. There the heart is jubilating because the Lord has done great things for us. Let us praise His name again with song number 16. Blessed be the fountain of blood. Number 16. Whiter than the snow.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. It's just so wonderful when we sing of Him, of that what we have experienced with the Lord, of His grace and faithfulness. We cannot praise God enough, bringing Him the glory. We rejoice over and again that we can be again gathered in His holy name, under the sound of His holy word. We are in expectation that the Lord will bless us richly tonight and also tomorrow morning. We want to read a word for introduction, and then Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. From Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 7, I would like to read. Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Up to here, the word of God. May the Lord bless this word, and may He fulfill it in us. We stand up for prayer. We have heard His precious word, and all of us together, we want to thank our God for that what He did already, for that what He promised to us, for His presence, that He comes to His right tonight with each one of us, so that He visibly might manifest Himself in the midst of us, in each one of us who we are present here. Let us now pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can be gathered here together in Your precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You that we may lay everything into Your hands, all our problems, all our weaknesses, everything we lay into Your hands, and we believe with all our hearts that You will bring it to pass. Also tonight, that You come to Your right, that You may manifest Yourself, that You may speak to each one of us. We praise Your holy name. We feel Your presence in our midst. May Your Spirit move amongst us and touch our hearts. And may You make all things well. This is our prayer tonight. In Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing, only believe, only. Thou art worthy. Be seated. I also would like to welcome all of you in the precious and holy name of our beloved Lord. We are, of course, gathered from all over Europe, from the USA, from Canada, from Guadeloupe, from African countries, and we can really sing the chorus with all our hearts. They come from the east and west. They come from the south and north. And then also the indescribable grace that we have been, that we reach the ends of the earth with the message, and that really God calls out from all people's tongues and nations, and also from all tribes, just as he promised it to Abraham. And through Calvary, it became possible that all can partake in the redemption by his grace. Yes, we greet all with all our hearts, all those who are joining us online. Then, just briefly, the many greetings from Dr. Mbie, from Bujimai, from Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi, Brother Jacques from Abidjan, Brother Dr. Lotika, and then from brothers from Ireland, special greetings. They are greeting us with Jeremiah 39, then brethren from Harare, brethren from Marseille, Brother Etienne Genton from Italy, may God bless him in particular, also at the translation. Then we have brothers from Brazzaville, and Brother Jürgen from Chile, Brother Ngonga, Brother Ellis Wendel from Edmonton, Brother Eli from Gabon, and Brother Cecil from South Africa, Brother Nyagi from Nairobi, and then once again the group from Chile, and then Brother Ambadi from Abidjan, and then from Portugal, from various cities, are also groups and brothers are greeting us. And Brother Gonzalez from Mexico is sending greetings. Brethren from Brazil are sending greetings. Brother Lionel is sending greetings. Once again, greetings from Mozambique and Angola. And then, just briefly, Brother Gracian from Ashdod, Brother Urs Graf from Switzerland is greeting us, Brother Algor from Lyon, and Brother Jeremy is sending greetings, and the brethren from the DRC are sending greetings, Brother Christian from Haiti is sending greetings, and then more greetings from Cluj, Romania. Greetings from Brother Pino Davi, sending greetings. Then brethren one sees then from Brunei are sending greetings. Then brothers from Brother Habibus, wherever that might be. Then, once again, brothers from the Congo, greetings. Sister and brother Gürmar are sending greetings. Then Brother Michalov is sending greetings. Brother Patende is sending greetings. Then the couple from Moldavia is sending greetings. Brethren from Durban are sending greetings. Once again, brothers from Romania. And then once again from Durban, Brother Joseph from Atlanta. And once again, a sister, and Brother Oleg from Portugal. Then we have once again a brother from South Africa. Then Brother Caleb from Nigeria. Brother Katsadi. Brother Sindo. And Brother Philemon is also sending greetings. Greetings from Sweden. Greetings from Brother Mukendi. Then once again greetings from Malawi. And then from Nigeria. We have to stop some time. I hope that all were noted. All must know that we appreciate it, that you are sending emails. Although I cannot always read all names and places, but we are just joined with one another on our inside. And as you see the handwriting on the wall, behold, I come quickly. And at this occasion, I would like to thank all our brothers who are translating, thanking them. Nothing is more difficult than to translate into other languages, because also the Bible translations in the various languages are here and there a bit different. It's not easy, it's not easy at all to translate everything. For instance, in the German Bible, the word return is written in connection with the return of Jesus Christ. 15 times in the English Bible, not a single time. Always only the coming of the Lord, the coming of the Lord. But there are many comings of the Lord, but there's only one return of Jesus Christ. He promised, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again, and I will take you unto myself. And there are really a number of scriptures which are a bit different. And therefore, our beloved brother Siegfried Fleck sometimes, when he translates into the Czech language, then he said, that's how it is written in the German Bible. Yes. And we are just so grateful. But the Bible translations, some have translated from the Catholic Vulgata, the others translated from the Greek translation, and only the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, leads into all truth and reveals unto us the Word of God. In the Easter days, I took time to listen to the seven seals which Brother Branham preached in March 1963. And I have, of course, the privilege, the advantage, that I could listen in English and I could read in German. I could read everything in German and I could listen in English. And I tell you, it was such a blessing. Probably I took 6 days to listen to all. And I'm just so grateful with all my heart that God has opened our understanding in such a wonderful way that not one question is left, no subject is left about which one could discuss. Just everything so clear and true revealed. And if our Lord would ask today, as then, in Matthew 13, after he set forth 7 parables, he was asking, did you understand all these things? And then they answered, yes. Did you understand all things? Did I understand all things? Could the Lord speak to us so directly? Do you know what kind of thought really touched me today? I was remembering. I was thinking, when one hears acoustically the direct voice of the Lord, really hears it, what kind of reverence, what kind of fear, what kind of an absolute is in these moments where one hears the direct voice of the Lord. And I was thinking by myself, how would it be with all of us if we, under the preaching of the Word, would hear the direct voice of the Lord, that it really goes through all our bones, and so that the Lord can really ask then, did you understand all this? You all know there are many brothers who are asking questions, and one was asking the question, Why are there so many directions within the end time message? And do you know what my answer was? The biblical answer? There is only one single true direction which is grounded in the Word of God, because there's only one true church, and the one true church is the carrier and the foundation, the pillar of the divine truth. And as we just read, in his church, he didn't set some kind of specialists, but he set apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And for what? To make discussions? To introduce new doctrines? No. To edify the saints, to perfect the saints for the work of the ministry, so that the church might become a blessing by his grace. And this is the purpose of the divine message, for which the Lord God, of course, used Brother Branham in a special way. And I was thinking of the 7th of May, 1946, when the angel of the Lord descended in the supernatural light and was greeting Brother Branham with a greeting, "Peace be with you. Don't fear. I'm sent to you from the presence of God to give you the commission." Just so wonderful. I also had to think about the 14th of May, 1948, when the State of Israel was established, and Ben Gurion was proclaiming the State Israel, informing the world about it, that the Jews have now a homeland in all the world into which they can now return. And our Lord, of course, said it. When the fig tree puts forth buds, all the other signs of the time may deserve our attention. But the most important thing is the sign with Israel. And brothers and sisters, also here, we see how the Lord is leading everything and how the aim is with what Daniel prophesied. Here we have it. A large number of emails about the subjects, especially concerning Israel, the journey of the Pope, what is in the program now. One just needs to push a few buttons, and then we have it. This headline I don't read at all. It's not worth it. It's a blasphemy. Marriage must be abolished. One can throw it straight away into the dustbin. And here we have really, we have a few reports. I will just deal with it very briefly. A pilgrimage was put to death by a statute. Then it continues to the journey which will take place now in May. It's not worth it to read it. The highest man of the Lutheran Church says, the headline, "We should become one, but we are not yet one." And then comes the ecumenism. And here we have both. We have both here. Firstly, what kind of task the Roman Church has in the building up of Europe. You can read it pages after pages, what kind of responsibility this church has for the making up of Europe. One can read it. Here, it is written of the Ecumenical Council of the Church, what they are about to do and what is happening. Brothers and sisters, we can just thank God. We only can thank God from the bottom of our hearts. And how long we can still proclaim the truth so openly and freely, we don't know. But just briefly, just to show that the whole world is being misled. Here, publicly, the 10 most precious reliquies in the world. Then it starts with number one, the bones of Peter in Rome. And then it says 7 million visitors every year in the cathedral of Peter, the bones of the Apostle Peter. Just imagine this. And time and again, one can ask oneself the question, what is a service of God and what is idol worship? Our Lord said it very clearly. The time will come where the true worshippers will worship God in the spirit and in truth. Then here of the tomb of Francis Assisi, 4.5 million pilgrimage. Up making the pilgrimage there. And then the bones of the Holy Three Kings, 3.7 million pilgrimages. Hold fast your seats. Here to Cologne, into the dome. Here into Cologne, not far from here. Here, everything is written. The fourth, number four. The miracle of the blood of St. Januarius in Neapel, 2.5 million pilgrimages. Then the shrine of Turin, 2.1 million people every year. Number six, the remains of the holy Mark in Venice, 2 million every year. And it continues and continues. Then the seven steps of Calvary. Helena, the mother of Constantine, shall have taken the steps, and now the steps are in Venice. And there are 2 million people who are visiting. Then, number eight, the nails which nailed our Lord to the cross, 1 million every year, everywhere. Number nine, the holy skirt of Jesus in the city of Trier, a city in our country, 545,000 pilgrimages. And number ten, the four holy of Aachen. Why do I mention this? I say this with great pain. All of the Protestant world has just welcomed the open arms of Rome with both sides. And behold, all daughter churches are returning into the mother's bosom. And so the great Babylon is coming up, the mother of all. You can all read it in Revelation 17 and 18. And then, ye my people, come out and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. And here it's written black on white. The Pope is traveling with a Muslim and with a Jew into the Holy Land. And for the first time, in history of the Islam, Abbas, for what kind of reason ever, he recognized the Holocaust. For the first time in the history of Islam, he acknowledged that the Holocaust took place, which is now remembered, on the 28th of April. Everywhere things are coming up so that a contract will be signed, as it is written in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And we are truly living in the last period of the plan of salvation. And we can just thank God anew with all our hearts. All the other articles I will not read at all. Now, in big letters, the words of the Pope are evangelical. You cannot grasp it, what is being said and written. And the whole world is being misled. And we are grateful, and again grateful, for the great privilege which we have to live in this time and to have found grace in the sight of God. To believe His word, to believe His promises, and to know God made a covenant with us on the cross of Calvary. And our Lord could say, "This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant." And please, receive it, accept it. No one who is saved can be misled. All who rejected the truth, they can be misled. To them, God is sending strong delusions. All who received God's word and truth, they also get it revealed. Now, back to the word of introduction. In Matthew 16:16 up to 18, it's of course written. The Lord of course said it. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. They will be against us, yes, but they will not prevail. Because the Lord conquered everything when He rose from the dead. Then the evidence was given that He is the victor of Calvary. And that He has pulled out the sting of death and has conquered death. And He could say, I live and ye shall live also. Brothers and sisters, when we read this statement, behold, I come quickly, then one must say sincerely and honestly. It's not enough that we just say, the Lord is coming soon. Did you make your own personal experiences of salvation with God? Did you experience a conversion to Christ? Could God's Spirit lead you to repentance? Did you weep when you recognized your condition before God? And as Paul said in Romans 7, I wretched man, who shall redeem me from this body of death? It's of course written that the gospel must be preached so that it is being repented and so that people are coming to the true faith. We are of course not coming into the kingdom of God and say, good evening or good morning, beloved Lord. No, we must be born into the kingdom of God. And everything what is born of the flesh, this is flesh. And only that what is born of the Spirit, this is Spirit. And as we said it many times at this place, as sure as the word of promise was given to Mary, and she said, I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me as you have said. When she believed the promise of the word, then the Holy Spirit came upon her. And the Son of God was born. So it is with all who experience and received the forgiveness of sins by faith. Namely, that they received God's word as the divine seed in them, so that the Holy Spirit comes upon us and that He brings forth the new life in us. So that we can say of a truth, as Paul, I'm crucified with Christ. Now I live no more, but Christ lives His life through me. Please understand it the right way. I want that all who hear God's word in this time, that they believe it, and that they make all these experiences with God. Because thus it is written, those who were ready went in. Not only, behold, I come quickly, it's right, no. And his bride has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in white linen, clean and white. So, let us believe with all our hearts that God was in Christ, that He reconciled the world with Himself, and that the holy blood of the new covenant was shed for the New Testament Church, and so that we are the blood-bought flock in this time. By grace we may be it. The Lord has called us out. Otherwise, we would not be here tonight. Otherwise, we could not believe at all what the Scripture says. But we would just walk the broad way with all the others, thinking that everything is all right. To the Lord our God be the thanks for it, that we can believe the direct promises for this time, that we may really experience them in their fulfillment. And as the Lord said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, in verse 28, it was written of the church, God has set the ministries into the church, apostles and prophets. And Brother Branham, in a sermon, he mentioned the five ministries by name, and he described how the evangelist is, how the apostle is, how all these men who were entrusted with special ministries, he described it in detail. God has not only sent a message of restoration, but the reality The reality of the restoration is connected with the divine message. God is not a God of theory. God is a God of reality. And whatever he promised, this he fulfills. And also in Ephesians chapter 1, we can read it, how our Lord was seen in the church at the beginning. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22. Ephesians 1 verse 22. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, who is his body, the fullness of him who filleth all in all. Here we have the description of the church. Our Lord, the head, and the fullness of him who fills all things. And we, by grace, we may be the body of the Lord in this time now. Also this, brothers and sisters, we time and again, we emphasized it. The redemption, the forgiveness, happened through the blood of the Lamb. Everything what belonged to the past, as written in Isaiah chapter 1, even your sins would be red as scarlet, as crimson. It shall become whiter than the snow. This is the one part. The second part, washed, taking a bath in the Word. Ephesians 5, verse 27. Here we can read it. And this brother Branham also mentioned and emphasized time and again. Also our Lord said, sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Why do we emphasize at this place the word as the divine truth? Why do we emphasize that to the testimony of the Holy Scripture nothing may be added? If somebody comes with seven thunders, one can really say to him, please go your way. It's just so wonderful, and I say it over and again, that God has really kept us with a clear mind, that we have not received corrupt minds, but that we received revelation in the deep inside of our hearts. And every revelation of God can be comprehended with the mind. Every revelation of God is sound, is reasonable. There's not anything which is not reasonable in that what God said and what God did. Everything makes sense. Everything has its meaning, and everything has its place. And as already mentioned, the Word. Brother Branham had to put the Word upon the lampstand. And time and again he emphasized, in the beginning was the Word. And here the Hebrew text is a bit more precise. In the Hebrew, it's written the word dabar. And the word dabar means the one who speaks. The one who speaks. In the beginning was the one who spoke the word, by whose mouth all things were spoken into existence. In him and through him all things were made and created, the visible and the invisible things. He spoke and it was there. So, back to the beginning, back to our God, back to the word, which was at the beginning. And it's written in verse 27, in Ephesians 5, verse 27, that in this way he might present the church to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. A very mighty word addressed to us, the church. Also the word from Romans 3, verse 4. God is true, and every man is a liar. He who does not say what God said lies. Only God's word is the truth. And we may really not add anything to the word. But as it is written, God alone is true. His word is true. His doing is true. And whatever he started, this he also finishes. And brothers and sisters, here and today and all over the world, the mystery, the secret is the faith. The faith. In the moment where God spoke to Abraham, then the faith was there. And it's written, he didn't look onto the invisible, onto the visible things. He was not looking to himself that he was 100 years old, or Sarah that she was 90. He looked to him who gave the promise, and he knew that he will take care that what he said, that it also comes to fulfillment. What is with you? What is with me? We are the seed of Abraham because we believe. We believe as the scripture says and what the scripture says. And God takes care that everything, whatever he promised, that it comes to fulfillment because we believe it. We believe what the Lord has said. Behold, I come quickly. And we believe what is written. Those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. And the very best is written in Revelation 19. Revelation, here we are told in detail what God has done in us and with us and for what we are ordained for. Let us read this text in reverence in the presence of God. Let us read. And let us really be of the full conviction in our hearts that the Lord speaks directly to us through His Word. That you and I are meant, that this Word is addressed to us today. Revelation 19. From verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. So, we may praise the Lord. We may give glory to Him. Verse 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, And as the voice of mighty thunderings saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. What a joy that will be. Then it continues. Not only when it's about the reign, but also when it's about the marriage supper of the Lamb. Verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his bride has made herself ready. His bride has made herself ready. Do you know that Paul has not used the word bride a single time? Do you know that Brother Branham used the word bride more than 100 times? Because now it's really about the calling out of the bride of the Lamb. Now, at the end of the time of grace, Paul had the task, the duty, to write down everything for the church, to place everything in an order, or deacons, elders, what the women have to do, how the gifts of the Spirit should be used and manifested. The message of the hour is not only the restoration, but also the calling out. And his bride has made herself ready. Then, please, believe it. Please, believe it now. What is written in verse 8. And to her, the bride, was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Not your and my righteousness, but the righteousness which comes by the faith in the promises of God. Abraham was justified by faith because he looked to him who gave the promise, and he knew that he will fulfill it. And then he was justified before God. Then verse 9, addressed to all of us, and he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they who are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. God is true. His word is true. And everything what he does is penetrated by the truth. And in this time, we may experience it as it is written, that no lie is of the truth. Truth was and is and will forever remain the truth. The lie is the twisting of that, just as the enemy did it with Eve, adding a word and then pulling her into the fall. Brothers and sisters, the setting forth of all of the plan of salvation of our God in this time is, and I believe to all of us, has become precious to all of us. To know that God directly Directly he called a man, and he has sent a man, and he told him, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. A message back to the beginning, back to the Word, back to that what God has done at the beginning. And we may count with it that the church becomes the manifestation place of the living God. That by one Spirit we are baptized into one body. And that this one body of the Lord is available for the head, and that the head can decide what will happen through the body and what must happen. With God, all things are possible. And if we look to ourselves, then we could say, how shall this be? Did Abraham look unto himself? Did he look unto the circumstances? Or did he look to the promise of God? Believing it, accepting it. And then he was of the full conviction that that what God promised, that he will also do. Brothers and sisters, if it is written that a bride will be presented without spot, without wrinkle, in white linen, clean and white, will appear before the Lord, the bridegroom, then just please believe it with all your heart. Believe it. It will happen. And as we have said, through the blood of the Lamb, really, everything was forgiven. There can be nothing left, even the sins or the disobedience. About that, what you can remember, God does not remember them anymore. God does not remember the sin anymore, because the blood he has placed, the blood was placed upon the mercy seat. And the law cannot accuse you. Paul has written it in Galatians very clearly what the law concerning the law and grace, for what the law was given at all, namely to keep us so long until it happens, until the seed comes to whom was made the promise. Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. Here it's written, Galatians 3, verse 19. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of the transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. It's just so tremendous. Let us read verse 23 and also verse 22. But the Scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them who believe. Because of faith. Then, verse 23, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith. Unto the faith, shut up, which should afterwards be revealed. Verse 24, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Beloved, if one reads all this, and if one claims it to one himself, for what was the law given? For what is a law in the country? Who of you had to do with the law? I'm 80 now. I never knew something of a law. One day I had a fine when I drove from the city of Berlin to an island. And with this fine, I went to the police station and I've said, I drove this road for the first time. Could you please forgive me? And he said, oh, I can do it. If you didn't hear 3 months later on, then you don't have to pay your fine. And I didn't pay it. I just wanted to say, the law was of course given so that one can grasp the transgressor. But if you are living in the law, then you are living in the grace. Then you don't transgress anything. You don't have to fear anything. And so we are just grateful. It's not a yoke which God has put upon us. No, He has given us grace that we can live in the limits of His Word. And no one transgresses the Word willfully. Just remember Hebrew 10. Only he who sins willfully, he who sins on purpose, to him it will be not forgiven anymore. But I know only a few who sinned on purpose about the body of the Lord. But this one has to leave up to God. These are exceptions. In general, all children of God are living in the grace. They will not do anything on purpose to his neighbor, not do any damage to anyone. No child of God will do something on purpose, but we will remain in the grace of our God. Let us summarize what's all about. We could still read many scriptures. Please let us remember, God alone is true, and every man is a liar in every religion, all over. And if we don't say what God said, then we still lie. So, may the truth remain in us. May we be consecrated and sanctified in the truth. Also this we mentioned. When the ecumenism uses the sentence, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and they are thinking with it, the triune formula, which is not written a single time in the Bible. Not a single time some act took place in a triune formula. All are decorating themselves from head to toe with Bible scriptures and have nothing to do with that what the Bible really says. And so we can just thank our God that He has taken the veil away from us, And then also the Trinity doctrine that God existed in three persons from eternity, and that the Father, the Father has born the Son in heaven, and then making the Holy Spirit the third person. Who shall believe such a nonsense? God is one God from eternity to eternity, and he revealed himself in various ways. Only in the year 386, in the Council of Nicaea, the Holy Spirit was declared to be the third person of the Godhead. Just imagine that. What have we as Bible believers to do with a dogma which was established or proclaimed in 386? We believe as the Scripture says, and only God's word alone is truth. But these things must be said in the preaching, because so that the veil is taken away from the people's hearts. Just the people are misled by scriptures which are misused, and all are thinking to make God a service. Just tell somebody, tell to somebody, millions are going to Lourdes or Fatima or in Portugal, millions are making their pilgrimages. But we worship in the Spirit and in truth. And then there's the well-known word of our Lord in Matthew 15. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Confirmed in Mark 7, verse 7 and 8. In vain is all their praying, in vain is all their doings, because they make doctrine for... You know how to make the word of God of none effect. Yeah. Also here, we must say time and again, God has opened our eyes. God has given us grace that we have not been pulled into the error, but that we really have the full light of the revelation of God in the image of Jesus Christ. And how often did we say it here? In eternity, there was God, a spirit. He was alone. In the beginning of time, he came forth from eternity, and he revealed himself in a visible form as Lord. In the Garden of Eden, he was walking. He created Adam in his image. And the same who created Adam in his image was hanging on the cross. When he became man, he was able to die, to bring us who were mortal into immortality. Now just to mention this, I've said it here before. When the last pope was elected, and when the head of states were there, one head of state was asking, how do you feel since you received the infallibility? How do you feel since you received the infallibility? And on the photo, one saw the German Pope very near. And it would be good if the same person, it was a German language, the same person, it would be good if she would have asked, how do you feel since you lost the infallibility? Brothers and sisters, one may not think about it. One may not think about it, that the whole world is being misled. And this with a Oh, how grateful we can be that God has helped us in the day of salvation. Only one is immortal and one is eternal. And this immortal one, this eternal one, has revealed himself. And our Lord is the direct revelation of the invisible God in a visible form. In all of the Old Testament, and therefore he could say, before Abraham was, I am. He was Lord already in all of the Old Testament. He became a servant. Blessed be his wonderful and glorious name. Everything happened for our sakes. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw and beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. I've said it here last Wednesday night. In the Gospel of John, 22 times is written the sentence, the one who sent me. 22 times. He who sent me. But there was no conversation in heaven. All prophets were born on the earth. All the prophets were sent. John was a man sent from God. And so we see where the sending took its course, namely when our Lord and Savior was baptized and the Spirit came down and the confirmation was said, this is my beloved Son. In that moment, the sending started. He who sent me is with me. I tell you, the placing of the words of our God is so important. Let us say it once again. Is there one conversation in heaven where Son and Father would have spoken to each other? Where the Father would have said, beloved Son, now it's high time that you go down. No. And again, no. Just so wonderful. As God revealed himself in the Old Testament as the Lord, even as King, as the King of Salem, as Melchizedek, he came to Abraham. He was celebrating the Lord's Supper with him. He was visiting Abraham in Genesis 18, sitting down, having his feet washed, eating. In the Old Testament, he was the Lord. He revealed himself in various ways, in the pillar of fire, as the angel of the covenant, as Melchizedek. He was king. And therefore it's written, to you is born Christ, the Lord, in the city of David. And in John 18, I came into the world. I was born into the world to bear witness of the truth, just everything, placing it biblically. And when the completion of the sons and daughters of God takes place, then also the term Son will have found its fulfillment. And then it's being fulfilled, 1 Corinthians 15, up to the last verses. And then God will be again all in all. And we, as sons and daughters of God, we will be with him throughout all eternity. Let us say this once again, brothers and sisters, how gracious God was unto us, that we may see him in his doings, in his plan of salvations, in his revelations, following him, understanding it. Let us say it once again. When I heard and listened to the seven seals, my heart was rejoicing, jubilating. There, Brother Branham really said, when it was revealed to him what he would preach on that evening, whether in the morning, whether in the afternoon, on that day, he could say precisely that the supernatural cloud came down and the Lord revealed it to him, what he should preach on that evening, about the first, second, third, and so forth, about the seals. My heart was rejoicing and jubilating. I noted down the time. Exactly 17 hours and 37 minutes. Everything what was said in the seven seals, I was underlining and again underlining with a thankful heart. I was listening, giving glory to the Lord that in our time he came down in such a way, in the same pillar of fire, in the same pillar of cloud as in the Old Testament. He is, of course, the same yesterday, today, and forever to illuminate unto us the way unto which we have to walk. And we may make firm steps by faith. God has sent his messenger and his message. And also this we've emphasized many times. Not the messenger accomplishes, but the message accomplishes in us that for what God has sent it for. And then we don't need a place to which we must have to make a pilgrimage. No, we heard the word of God. We believed it, and it was revealed unto us. And in this time, we may experience that part of the plan of salvation which is ordained for us. Who can grasp it? Who can grasp it? That on the earth, there is the church of the living God, where not one commandment of man, not one doctrine of man, where only that counts what God has said and that what is written. And so we believe with all our hearts, as the scripture says. And we really find ourselves, time and again, we find ourselves in the word of God. So, God is true. Every man is a liar. All who are adding something, all who take something away. Let me say it once again. In the church, which is the pillar and the foundation of the truth, there is no error at all. Only the truth of God. And everything else, what is happening right and left, is no more the original message of God. It's no more the original word. It's interpretations which are happening right and left. On the way of God, there's only one direction, and this direction is in the Word of God, and it's confirmed by the Word of God. So in the divine message, there are not various directions. These directions are outside of the divine message. And then it happens that the people are in groups are following a philosopher. Who says that what Brother Branham apparently said without going back into the scripture. And this is the grace which God has given to us in everything and to go with everything back to the Word of God and to find it confirmed therein. And so we are on the original foundation of the apostles and prophets. We have been brought back to it. Please, don't forget it, what we said at the beginning. It's not enough to only speak about what our Lord said. Behold, I come quickly. The question is, Are we ready? The question is, do we really prepare unto the return of Jesus Christ? Because thus it is written, those who were ready went in. Also this, we say just briefly now, we say it clearly, all who didn't make yet a conversion experience, all the young people, all the newcomers, please receive it by faith. Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God which took away the sins of the world. There's no church where there's forgiveness. Only in Jesus Christ, our Lord, is forgiveness, reconciliation, and grace, and salvation. And tonight, we can have an experience with the Lord. And we, who made already some experiences with God, the Lord, of course, has laid a longing into us, more of the Savior, more of Him. May the Lord God bless us. May He bless all who are listening, who are watching. I'm grateful to God that He has a church on the earth, the foundation and the pillar of the truth, that He has a bright church on the earth which is now being called out and which is ready at the return of the bridegroom. Yes, behold, I come quickly. And then it's written, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. So, thereto it must come. That the Spirit can say through the bride, come, not only come soon, come, Lord Jesus. And I tell you, we will experience it very shortly. I expect the completion of the bride church in our time. And especially addressed to all translators, may God bless you. May God give all the right understanding for the scripture. If all would be asked in this building, in every language, did you understand all things? Then all of us, we can say in one accord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We understood everything what you have said in your word. To Him, the faithful God, be the glory and the praise for that what He did already and what He will continue to do by His grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us remain in silent prayer. I don't know whether our brother Jean-Claude, if you want to sing a song, please come to the front. We have consecrated this time to the Lord. We are examining ourselves in the presence of God. And I say it once again, all who did not yet experience the grace of God personally, this is the evening. This is the time. The Lord says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your souls. Do we hear in French?
Alleluia.
In one stanza, Jesus returns. Jesus returns. Very nice. When do we hear a song in the Russian language? We are, of course, gathered internationally. When do we hear one in Spanish? Just so nice. That we may be gathered internationally. And we really thank all brothers, all sisters, in the various languages who have patience with us, who are just listening and who receive everything. And who just receive everything just as it was given to us from God, that we are gathered from all peoples, tongues and nations. What a grace! And we may redeem the time. Let us now bow our heads. Should our sisters have a song on their hearts, please come to the front and sing it. And then we'll pray for all who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord. For all, receive it, accept it. Also all who have problems, all who have prayer requests, where you don't know in or out anymore, when you don't know how things will go on anymore, our Lord is present to give you the assurance into your heart, because He leads us, He leads you, He has given the promise, "Behold, I am with you all the days until the end of the world." And He keeps His word. And commit your way to the Lord and trust in Him. He will bring it to pass, as a song goes. Also, the word, all your cares, cast upon Him, for He cares for you. Also, the word, those who love God, all things work together for good who love God. Please believe the word, believe the scripture in whatever condition and situation you are. and be strengthened in your faith, and then you will not be put to shame. Then you will experience the confirmation of His Word. According to our faith, it will take place, as the German song goes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Gott, oh Gott.
Wenn wir wandeln im Herrn, Gottes Wort unserer Stern, oh, wir schwinden da dunkel und grauen, denn er lenkt jeden Schritt, seine Gnade geht mit, bei uns allen, die folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und schauen. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. Uns bedrückt keine Last, die nicht er auch erfasst. Auf ihn dürfen wir alle Zeit bauen. Er hat Segen bereit, auch im Kreuz und im Leid, wenn gehorsam wir folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und schauen. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. Eins wird er offenbar seiner wartenden Schar, die den König in Schöne soll schauen. Einen Platz auf dem Thron, ja, das Reich und die Kron, gibt er denen, die folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und schauen. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen. Folgen und trauen wird zum Siegen und schauen. Willst du Frieden der Seele, musst du folgen und trauen.
Und wir sagen Amen.
And we say Amen to it. Brothers and sisters, be honest. Who of us can grasp it? That we have the greatest promise which the Lord God has given in the church age messages. Listen now to it. Listen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father on his throne. And then the words are written, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. We, the most unworthy, the most, we have found grace in the sight of God. And we recognized that our Lord bore the crown of thorns coming to us, and that we will bear the crown of life sitting with him on his throne. In heaven is the throne of the Father. Here on earth, it is his throne. He will reign 1,000 years. And we will reign together with him as kings. The millennial reign will not be in heaven. It will be here on the earth. Thanks be to God for his holy and precious word. We are bowing our heads. How many would like to be included in this prayer before the throne of grace? Raise your hand. All over. Everywhere. Beloved Brother Schmidt, please come and pray with us. And all of us, we tune in. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful grace and faithfulness. Great God, who you revealed yourself in Jesus Christ our Lord. Besides you, there was no one. Besides you, there is no God, and there will be no God. To you alone belongs the glory and the praise and the thanks. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your holy word, for the revelation of your word, for the message which foreruns your return. We ask you, Lord Jesus, may your word reach all who still must come out in this time. Thank you. We also pray for all who have raised their hands, for all their prayer requests. We bring them to you, for you have helped everyone who came to you. All who came to you, you healed them, you touched them. Lord, please also touch us everywhere. Be merciful, Lord Jesus. The words are missing to me to express for what you have done on me, in me, for us. Great God, thank you for your holy word. Thank you for the opportunity that we could come together. Thank you, Lord, that we not need to go somewhere, but we come to you, the living God. Praise be to your holy name. Be merciful to us. Amen. Let us sing it by faith. Only believe. May the last words have touched our hearts. He that overcometh, our Lord overcame, and we may also overcome, and together we will reign with him. First the marriage supper, and then reigning together with him. Everything God has placed in a wonderful order, and by grace we will be part of it. Now, to whom applies 23, then we will say amen together. Here it's written, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. We have heard it, we believe it, and we are grateful. Is Brother Yuri Kepernik in our midst? He could thank our Lord here in the Russian language. Please, come to the front, beloved brother. May God bless us. And all of us, we tune in. We all pray and tune in. And we thank the Lord. God has opened the doors to the east. Hallelujah!
O великий Бог, Господь Вседержитель, großer Gott, du Erhalter des Weltalls, ты Альфа и Омега, du bist Alpha und Omega.
Ты Агнец Божий.
Du bist das Lamm Gottes.
Halleluja. You are the Lamb of God.
Ты Лев из колена Иудина.
Du bist aus dem Stamme Juda.
You are of the tribe of Judah.
Ты во всем и во всем Господь наш.
Du bist in allem unser Gott, unser Herr.
Ты спаситель наш. Ты благодарим тебя от всего сердца.
Du bist unser Erlöser und danken dir mit dem ganzen Herzen.
You are our Savior. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for that what you have done for us in this time in which we are living. We are not living in the time of Luther. We are living in our time. For that what you have given us today, we thank you. We did not deserve it, but we are grateful. You have given us the victory. You have won the victory for us. We are with you. Satisfy our longings. Help us in all our needs. I ask it, our God. Bless the church. That we are ready for your return. I thank you for your word which you have given us today.
Amen.
Herr, höre mich, erhöre uns alle und bitte dich im Namen.
Hear us all, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. Very soon, I would like it best to continue to sing, there is the multitude. Oh, brothers and sisters, are we really aware that we are now the church of the living God, that we are now the bride of the Lamb, that we are now hearing the last call, and that we believe, that we can believe, to Him, our God, be the glory. I see here is an announcement to make. Brother Harry, who would like to read this announcement? Here it's written. It should be said at the beginning and at the end. Here it says, we ask all brothers and sisters who will participate in the Israel trip to come, to remain behind after the service and to come to the front. So, all, after this service, please come to the front. You who are, you will receive your ticket. We ask all brothers and sisters who participate in the Israel trip after this service, please, now, after this service, remain behind and come here to the front. Let us sing Praise, Honor and Glory. Amen.